bureaus worldwide. This is CNA 938 World Report. I'm Benji Hyer in London.
And I'm Jagruthi Dave in Washington. We begin today with the US election and the start of early voting in several more states. An unprecedented number of voters have already cast their ballots. And with every passing day, states all over the country are witnessing record early voter turnout. President Trump returned to the campaign trail in Florida on Monday night, and Joe Biden has also been in the Sunshine State over the last few hours. Meanwhile, here in Washington, the president's nominee to succeed Ruth Bader Ginsburg on the Supreme Court has spent another day on the witness stand at her confirmation hearing. Our U.S. Bureau Chief Simon Marks reports.
Election Day is officially Tuesday, November the 3rd, but in reality, for most of the country, the election is already happening. Early voting has now begun in 40 separate states, and the numbers are staggering. More than 10 million Americans have already cast their ballots. Texas was one state where you could vote starting on Tuesday morning. NBC reporter Priscilla Thompson was observing the scene at dawn at Houston's NRG Arena.
Cars have been lined up here at NRG since 5 a.m., and you might be able to see some lights, headlights back there. Those are going all the way back to the freeway.
In Kentucky, voters started queuing up at 3 in the morning. There were astonishing scenes in Georgia. Some voters waited 12 hours on Monday to get to the front of the line so they could have their say. In South Carolina, Latosha Brown is getting the vote out for a group called Black Voters Matter.
We are out here in Charleston, South Carolina. We're bringing them in. We want folks to know that today they can actually early vote. So please tell your friends, we got free food out here. Got the best lobster macaroni that you want to taste. So anyway, come join us.
Lobster macaroni and a say in the future of the country. What is propelling all of this? Anxiety about COVID-19? A desire to end America's national nightmare? Or a determination to give Donald Trump 4 more years? We don't know, but we do know in Florida on Monday night, the president almost had to be restrained in his first appearance outside Washington since he beat COVID-19.
Now they say I'm immune. I feel so powerful. I'll walk into that audience. I'll walk in there, I'll kiss everyone in that audience. I'll kiss the guys and the beautiful women and everybody. I'll just give you a big fat kiss.
His rally in Florida was another desperately wasted opportunity. You're in a crucial swing state where you are 4 points behind your rival. You know you must win Florida if you want 4 more years. You've got two choices: engage in a serious critique of your opponent or grouse about the night you and the First Lady were disappointed when you sat down to watch television.
I told my wife, oh, we're going to have a great time. We're going to watch television. I just got nominated for the Nobel Prize. And then I turned on the fake news. Story after story. Story after story, no mention.
There is no evidence that any undecided voters anywhere are going to make their decision in this election based on whether the president's Nobel Peace Prize nomination was sufficiently covered on television. Later in the speech, he went after Hillary Clinton again over her emails, as though that's going to have any impact in the battle to defeat Joe Biden. And speaking of Mr. Biden, here he was on Monday in Ohio.
We have to come together. That's why I'm running. I'm running as a proud Democrat for the Senate.
Except he's running for president. The words roll off the tongue after 47 years in Washington, admittedly, but the gaffes are once again concerning some Democrats. On Capitol Hill, Judge Amy Coney Barrett spent the day defending her record as she seeks to fill the Supreme Court seat vacated by the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and trying to soothe the concern of Democrats that as soon as she gets on the court, she's going to strike down the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, in a case before the bench next month.
Your concern is that because I critiqued the statutory reasoning that I'm hostile to the ACA, and I assure you that I am not. I apply the law, I follow the law, you make the policy.
Democrats aren't buying it, but they don't have the votes to stop her from reaching the court. One member of the Judiciary Committee took a pause from proceedings to write a tweet directed at the president. Senator Chuck Grassley, a Republican veteran, urged the president to focus in the 3 weeks ahead, advising him to use an index card when he makes speeches with 5 short sentences on his accomplishments and the 5 things that differentiate himself from Joe Biden. Like many Republicans, he seems to worry that time is running out for Donald Trump to save this election, and the polls suggest he may be right. I'm Simon Marks in Washington.